Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm joined in the studio today by two guests. I'd like to welcome in the studio with me today, Tracy Ahn and Sophie Nethercutt. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Sophie Nethercutt, you might all know, those of you who are from Sitka. She works at Sitka Conservation Society as a community organizer. And Tracy Ahn, however, is not from Sitka. She is joining us from Ventura, California, where she is the head chef for the Patagonia headquarters. And you are joining us today, Tracy, because of the Fish to Schools program. So actually, maybe first I'll look over at Sophie here and ask Sophie to tell us a little bit about Fish to Schools. I know people have probably heard about it over the years, but what is Fish to Schools? When did this begin?
Yeah, Fish to Schools is an effort to get more locally caught seafood into school cafeterias across Sitka. In Alaska, we celebrate that we're at the forefront of fisheries management and seafood sustainability. And this program is an effort to make sure that that all of that is reflected in our schools and that students have access to healthy, locally caught, delicious salmon throughout the year. So Fish to Schools started in 2010. It was actually brought up at the Sitka Community Health Summit 6 years ago. And just a few months after the summit, because there was this effort to get local fish into schools, we started at the middle school where we started a pilot program. And then after that happened at Blatchley, it expanded to all schools in the district. So now we actually have Fish to Schools lunches every single week. Some schools actually do it more than once a week, but it's every single week in schools that serve grades 2 through 12, which is about 1,500 students in Sitka.
That is amazing. That is a lot of people. And SES is kind of the middle person still of this. They get the fish to the schools, and then the schools make it for the students. Is that correct?
Yep, that's it. Yep, exactly. It's run by the Sitka Conservation Society, and we rely right now strictly on donations from commercial fishermen. Okay. So that coho drive, we have our annual Fish to Schools coho drive, and that is happening right now at both Sitka Sound Seafoods and the Seafood Producers Cooperative. Okay. And so we take that fish and we make sure that it gets distributed to all schools, including Mount Edgecombe, Pacific High, and Head Start in this year's school.
Oh, excellent. So even the, that's like a preschool.
Head yes. Start. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to get them early.
Yeah, right. Get them a taste for fish. And so if there is a fisher person listening right now and they maybe have some coho, is this donated fish? Is that what you're looking for right now?
Exactly. Yep. If you're a commercial fisherman, you have to be commercial. We don't right now allow sport or subsistence donations. But if you're a commercial fisherman, you can unload when you're unloading at Sitka Sound Seafoods or SPC. You can just say, hey, this is for the Fish to Schools program, and we will come pick it up and make sure it gets into the mouth of a really hungry and excited Sitka student.
Excellent. Wow. It's simple, too. Okay. Well, I want to bring you in on this conversation, Tracy. You are here kind of, Sitka Conservation Society didn't reach out to you, it turns out, but this is something that you sought out for yourself. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you have come to Sitka. How did you connect with this program?
Sure. I am the head chef at Patagonia corporate headquarters down in Ventura, California. So I feed the employees breakfast and lunch down there. So I reached out to Sitka Conservation Society because, one, I've never been up to Alaska, so I'm very excited to be here. And two, wanted to connect closer to my food sources and learn a little bit more about the fishing industry. And I thought that Sitka Conservation Society does a great job, especially with their Fish to Schools program, and seeing if I can help them and seeing if I can turn this into a learning opportunity for myself as well to learn about the fishing industry and get closer to the food sources as well.
So that's kind of your main impetus, was wanting to know what kind of food you're feeding people yourself, like where this food comes from.
Absolutely. Patagonia is known for their outdoor clothing apparel, obviously, and they do a wonderful job on their sourcing and supply chain. And now Patagonia is dipping their toes and going into the food industry, which is a big feat, but it's also that they're looking at their sourcing and supply chain as well. And food is something that connects us all together and builds communities, but it's also we feed ourselves multiple times a day, so looking at that sourcing supply chain is quite important to see where you're getting your food and your seafood sources.
Yeah. So is fish something that was kind of part of what was your interest in fish? Is that something that you were trying to just serve more at Patagonia, or you like to eat it yourself, or how did that?
Both, yeah. It's definitely something that I enjoy myself, but we try to not rely on certain sources such as the beef industry and kind of diversify our proteins at Patagonia. And growing up in California, I didn't really have a fishing background, so I'm not as familiar with it. So I just kind of want to learn a little bit more about it and also educate Patagonia at the same time as I select my sources and educate Patagonia as well.
This is fantastic. It sounds like the Fish to Schools is going to like spread nationally, at least what they're doing, learning about fish. So you're here, Tracy, to learn a little bit about fish and about the source, but also share some of your food knowledge. You're here to kind of create some recipes. Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to be working at Sitka Kitsch almost every day except for Thursdays from 10 to 2. So come on by if you're in the neighborhood, say hi and offer some suggestions, because I'm going to be working on some recipes to incorporate into the school lunches. So we can utilize all that salmon and get it into the school lunches a little bit more.
And I imagine one of the biggest challenges you have for coming up with food for school lunches is that kids can be picky eaters. Kids can not like things that are unfamiliar. So I imagine these recipes are going to be kid-centric. Is that kind of what's guiding you as you...
Absolutely. It has to be. You know, that's the audience that we're working with, and trying to keep it simple but not dumbing the food down either, because you know, if it doesn't taste good, kids and or adults won't eat it as well.
Do you have any ideas of what you're going to do yet, or are these kind of a secret at this point?
Still testing some out. So obviously open to suggestions, but thinking from salmon mac and cheese, which Zoe here in town had won a recipe contest with Fish to Schools a couple of years ago. Perhaps a fish corn dog to salmon fried rice. We'll see what works, and we'll have a couple tasting sessions and see what would be successful and feasible to bring into the school system.
Right. So maybe, Sophie, we could turn back to you and you could give us just a little bit of information about Sitka Kitsch, which is where Tracy will be starting Monday. Okay, so if people want to come by and visit her and maybe try some food or give some input, some ideas, where should they be going?
Absolutely. Sitka Kitsch, it was a project also started by the Sitka Conservation Society, but it's a local food hub, and there's a commercial kitchen space that people can come in and use it to... Maybe they want to jar a ton of jam and don't have the correct utensils. They can go and use that space. They can also host cooking classes. And it's located actually in the Presbyterian Church at 505 Samuel Creek Road.
Okay, excellent. So I guess maybe we can give people who are listening some contact information. So if they're interested more in meeting Tracy or participating in this upcoming project, or if they're fisher folk and want to give food, do you have some ways people can get a hold of you, Sophie?
Absolutely. You can always call us at 747-7509 or check out our website at sitkawild.org, or you can email me personally at sophie@sitkawild.org.
Okay, excellent. Wonderful. Well, this sounds great. Thank you, Tracy, for coming in this morning, and Sophie as well. This is a wonderful local project, and it's exciting to have someone from so far away joining us. So thank you both for being here. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You are listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. Good morning.